Flagstone, the room stinking of brandy. Sure, these things happened in lonely parishes. Merrily pulled down a paper towel and began to dry her hands. Not hurrying, resisting the urge to whirl suddenly around and catch Griffith, crazed and naked, forming out of the dampness on the wall. She would not be bloody well scared. She would observe with detachment. Imprints were invariably harmless. They appeared, vanished, occasionally messed with the atmosphere, but they never accosted you. They were, in fact, unaware of you, having no feelings, no consciousness. Their actions rarely varied. They appeared like a wooden cuckoo from a clock, only silently. And no, they did not appear to feel the need to pee. If an imprint responded to you, then it was likely to be something else. A visitor, or worse, an insomniac. And you had to review your options.
And how, basically, do we know which is which?
Big, bald Charlie Headland had demanded then. Charlie was simple and belligerent, onward Christian soldiers, and needed confrontation.
We have tests, Hugh explained. After a while, you might start feeling maybe you no longer have to apply them. You'll feel you know what's required. Been here before, already done that. You'll feel you've attained a sensitivity. Now you've got to watch that temptation, because...
Meaning psychic powers, Hugh?
Clive Wells interrupted. Clive was old money and high church, and naturally suspicious of Hugh, with his ancient blue canvas jacket, his shaggy grey hair, his permanent stubble.
Psychic powers. That's what you mean by sensitivity?
No.
Hugh stared down at the holes in his trainers.
It's not necessarily the same thing. In fact, I'm inclined to distrust people who go on about their powers. They start to rely on what they think of as their own ability, and anybody else who relies on what they say can be deceived. I was about to say, I found it dangerous to rely too heavily on your perceived sensitivity. That feeling of heightened awareness, that can be an illusion too. We still need, all the time, to stay close to an established procedure. We need that discipline, Clive. It's one of the church's strengths.
Charlie, the chaplain, nodded briskly, being all for discipline and procedure.
Make sure you put reason above intuition, Hugh said. Beware of inspiration.
That include divine inspiration?
Clive demanded. Hugh directed a bleak blue gaze at him.
How do you know when it's divine?
Clive stiffened.
Because I'm a priest, because I have faith.
Listen, beware of being too simplistic, man, said Hugh coldly.
They'd all gone quiet at this. Dusk clogging the grimy, diamond-paned window behind Hugh, melding with mountains and low cloud. Late October, long nights looming. Merrily wishing she was home in front of the vicarage fire.
I mean... Don't get me wrong.
Hugh was hunched up on a corner of his desk by the bare stone inglenook.
All I'm saying is...
He looked suddenly starved.
That we must strive to know the true God. Evil lies to you. Evil is plausible. Evil butters you up, tells you what you want to hear. We need to beware of what you might call... disinformation.
Hell's bells, Charlie chuckled, trying to diffuse the atmosphere. Times like this you begin to wonder if you haven't walked into the wrong course. More like MI5. Imprints and visitors, weepers, breathers, hitchhikers, indeed.
Important to keep them in their place, lad. If we overdramatize, if we wave our arms and rail against the powers of darkness and all this heavy metal crap...